All right, and it's just about 9 o'clock on Friday morning. That means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going in roots and blues fashion, and this is The Daves.
Don't you ever drive a stranger from your door. Don't you ever drive a stranger from your door. When that stranger comes to you, baby, got nowhere else to go. Won't you lay him down a pallet on your floor. I'll have breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. I'll have breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. My breakfast is gonna be here, baby. My dinner's gonna be in Tennessee. But baby, would you sit right there and wait for me? I wouldn't make God love my baby so. I wouldn't make God love my baby so. Wouldn't make God love my baby, make $5, give me $4.
Music.
Love that finish. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. It is Open Mic Radio, and Friday, September the 27th.
Good morning.
2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews and live in-studio performances with some of Missouri's finest musicians, I should say.
Well, but today it's us.
Then I got the Daves every once in a while, too, you know, just to balance things out. Anyway, my name is Mike, and it's good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Lovely Indian summer morning again. Huh?
You guys? Keeps coming, man.
Appreciate you coming down. Looks to be a nice day. What's the weekend look like? We got roots and blues this weekend, and weather-wise, looks like today's going to be okay. I'm wondering what
tomorrow. Well, that, you know, that that weather forecast keeps changing. Dave and I were talking about that. It's so, you know, supposed to get rainy and hot and whatever, and that may happen, but they keep pushing it back as if Providence was saying it's going to continue to be a beautiful weekend. So we're good.
All right, I hope so. And regardless, great music around town.
Oh, my God.
One way or the other, right? All right, we've only got a half an hour today. Once again, during the month of September, we have the Columbia One Weed program. One Weed. I keep saying that.
One Weed.
One Weed. My Freudian slip is showing. Anyway, Columbia One Weed, One Weed program. And that'll come on at about 9:30. We're playing a half an hour every day of the book that's called Borderland.
Nomadland.
Nomadland. Borderland. Nomad. Borderland. Yeah. And yeah, Nomadland, actually. It's by Jessica Bruder, I believe, is the author. And
it seems like a pretty cool book. The reporting, really, is what she's doing.
It really is. It's like a documentary, essentially, you know?
On the state of growing old in America is, you know, it's pretty insightful, pretty necessary thing.
Yeah. That's what I need to hear.
A little bit even scary. Though we don't want to hear it, it's just going to be blissful forever.
Right?
On and on. There will be no change.
Anyway, so we probably won't have a lot of time to run down what's happening this
weekend. Let's run down the very most important thing.
The important thing is
Sunday at 1:30.
Yeah.
Justin Hickerson and the Daves are playing.
Yes.
At Roots and Blues on the Great Southern Bank stage.
What time are you guys
playing? Dave's 1:30 Sunday on the smaller of the two main stages.
The Great Southern Bank stage, they're calling that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's awesome. We've got Roots and Blues this weekend. It starts tonight. I think it gets going around 4:30 or so this afternoon. And then all through the night and into tomorrow evening, and then finishing up on Sunday. So, yeah, are you guys planning on being at some of the other musical events along the way?
Yes,
Yeah, go ahead, David.
No, yes.
There are some pretty interesting acts that are playing. One
you can't
of them,
find a bad one.
No, you can't. And, you know, of course, you want to see John Prine. We were talking about
that's tonight, actually, John Prine.
Willie Nelson's Kid, Lucas Nelson, and The Promise of the Real.
Promise of the Real.
That's tonight. It overlaps a little bit with John Prine, Patty Griffith.
Or Griffin.
Griffin.
Is it Griffin?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Patty Griffith?
Yeah,
probably
there is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah.
But
it's not her.
They should play together. That'd really screw people up.
But the Black Pumas.
Yeah, fantastic.
And Del McCoury plays after us on the Great Southern Bank stage.
I didn't know Lucas Nelson was Willie's son.
Yeah.
Wow. That makes me a little bit more interested.
Yeah.
He didn't either until about 5 years ago.
No one knew. Those DNA tests will reveal it all now.
You did, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got Dave Hickerson, Dave Angle, Dave Lotfin, and Dave Dernley with me in the studio this morning. The Daves are with me. You can find information about them on the web at Facebook. They also have a Bandcamp. Their most recent record is called Now and Then that was released, about a year ago or so?
About
a year ago. And, if you want to see some great Delta Blues music, check them out. 1:30 on Sunday afternoon at the Great Southern Bank stage at the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. Super excited about the festival this weekend. Every year it seems to get better, or at least it doesn't get worse, I can tell you that much. Last year was just absolutely outrageous. And looks like there's some new acts, quite a few returns as well, huh?
Yep.
I see Kent Burnside tomorrow.
And Flood Brothers,
Why don't you talk a little bit about that,
Dave?
Throw
some more blues into the blues festival.
Yeah.
Kent Burnside is, is it
what's
nephew?
His history?
He's of the Burnside family, that's what I was just trying to ponder. It might be nephew.
Okay.
R.L. was, of course, from Holly Springs, Mississippi, and is the penultimate of the North Mississippi drone of trance, Junior Kimbrough tradition.
Yeah, I like
style
Kimbrough a lot
blues.
Too.
And RL had more really, he was more warm, I guess, than someone like Junior. Like, those guys were pretty cranky, but RL was pretty jovial. You know, he always had a joke, and he would be somebody who would say, well, he didn't either until just the other day, in terms of like a Lucas Nelson joke or what have you. And
right.
He would always say, well, and then just go into some roaring trance-like style of blues.
RL's grandson.
Grandson. Right. Nicely done. Thank you, Google.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, so that's happening on Saturday, and the Flood Brothers will be playing with Kent Burnside. That'll be cool. That's a good that's a good pairing. Who else we've got that's been back here, that's been here before? Nick Lowe's back in town. Nick Lowe and the Straight Jackets, Ben Harper.
Jason Isbell.
The Mighty Pines, who I really enjoyed last year. Del McCurry, you mentioned that. Del McCurry's after you guys in the afternoon on Sunday. Old Salt Union's playing as well. Yeah, lots of great stuff this weekend. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with Roots and Blues. You guys have played the festival before?
We have not. Year one is 2019.
Wow. Okay. Well, I remember it must have been like an after party or something that like that you may have done before or something.
We did do one of those Rose before, after parties. Before one as well.
Yeah, we did the announcement.
Oh, that's true. We've done the announcements before too.
Okay, but this is the first time you're actually in the festival and doing a live gig.
Yeah, we're stepping on that big stage.
Fantastic. All right, once again,
so
Roots and Blues.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You think it's acceptable to wear shorts on a stage like that?
I think it's acceptable to wear shorts pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You and I are in the minority right
now. I got no problem with that at all, Dave.
What do you think, Justin?
I think you know, put me on the spot.
I think we should play a song.
I think if one wanted to wear shorts on the Roots and Blues stage, that one would be the only one to wear shorts on the Roots and Blues stage.
All right. Well, with that, let's give the folks a little sample again of what they might hear this weekend on Sunday afternoon. Let's get another one from.
Let's do 44 Blues.
44 Blues. All right, everybody. This is the Daves. You're listening to it here, Open Mic Radio, KLP Columbia, 89.5 FM. From the Daves. Once again, catch them at the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival this weekend.
And let's note that Justin was playing the countertop.
He was. He can play pretty much anything.
Indeed.
I love it.
Don't give it away, but you can make a drummer out of
pretty much anything. Yeah. What you need is the beat. You got to be able to hold
it.
You
got to have it in you.
Yep. That's what it turns out. Okay, so tickets are still available for the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival, I believe. I think all the VIPs are sold out, but I think there's general admission, and I'm not sure exactly what the hierarchy of the tickets are this year, but check it out if you want to go. There's going to be some great music.
You can get single day ones too, so if you just wanted to come Sunday at 1:30 to see the Daves, you could do that.
That's right, you can, and that's a little bit more, a little bit easier on the wallet too. Exactly. So, okay, great stuff all weekend though. Hey, I want to say thank you, by the way. I forgot to say thanks to my guests from last week, Erica and Andrea from the So Far Columbia Project. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going to the show that they produced last Friday, and let's see, who was it? It was Joey Ferber, Clinton Wesley Hale, and Mary Ellen Kirk. It was sort of a acoustic singer-songwriter thing that was in the backyard of a beautiful home pretty much down here in downtown. It was pretty close over there by Stevens. But anyway, Kate
Sounds
and Scott.
Super nice.
It was really cool, and I like the way that they do that. They basically,
it's a surprise.
Yeah, you
right?
never know what's going
surprise.
On. You buy a ticket, and you don't know where it's going to be until a couple days before the show. Then they announce where it's going to be, and you don't know who's going to be performing until you get there, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so far they've done some pretty neat ones. And
is it always going to be music, or could you show up and it be a play or something?
You know, as far as I know right now, it's just music, but, you know, that's an interesting proposal, perhaps, to do something other than just music. Do art in general, perhaps.
Right.
You know, you could do all kinds of cool stuff. Very cool. Anyway, thanks to the girls for coming down last week. They're doing great stuff. And check out So Far Columbia on the web as well, okay? All right, so what else? What else has been going on? You got anything else planned?
We're playing the following weekend at the Station House next
Catfish
Saturday.
Katie's.
Yeah.
Boy, they've
nice
done
one.
A nice job down there in the
sure
last couple
have.
Years,
yeah.
huh?
It sure have. And you know, after that, various points. But, of course, the big thing that we're building up to is this set on Sunday at 1:30 at Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a big deal for us.
It is. And you're going to have the whole band there, I guess?
Yep, the Super Daves. Six of us, two of whom are missing right now, but we'll be there on Sunday.
Wow, is that going to be a
Weber
surprise?
Paul Weber and Alan Loschbaugh.
Wow, you got Alan on the keys?
No,
Alan plays
the bass.
The bass.
Yep,
that's right.
Bass.
Yeah, and Paul plays some harmonica?
Yep. We have been actually rehearsing, which is unusual for us. And we've got some kind of like horn section stuff happening, and we've got some coordination that's fairly unusual for us. So
all right.
We're putting some time in for rehearsing.
Fantastic. You said horn section.
That really
I
is the
have.
Super Daves.
I might have.
That's after rehearsal.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Now we're getting into our X-rated part of the show.
We've actually got dancers, too.
Really?
No.
Oh, damn it. I was like, this really is going to be good.
Boy, you went for that quick, though.
I did. I'm so easy.
We tried, but they all said no.
But we're trying not to make the rehearsal part a habit, though. So.
Yeah, you don't want to get too tight.
Don't want to screw everything up.
That's right. It'll end up.
Dynamic with the day.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
it's not about rehearsing.
More bands break up during rehearsal than they do during shows.
I believe that's probably true.
I'm certain that that's true.
Yeah. That's when all the hairs get up, right? Okay. So, what else is happening? I think at the Blue Note they got stuff going on tonight, but there's a hip hop show tonight, and then they've got comedy tomorrow. Rose is all about Roots and Blues, though. They're going to do, I guess there's a happy hour today at Rose at 5, but then nothing until the after party tonight, and again, the after party tomorrow at Rose.
Who's the after party tonight?
Ben Miller's doing one of them.
Ben Miller tonight. Yeah, 9:30 doors show at 10:30. And then Durnley's having a rough morning here, let me tell you. His pick almost went inside the resonator.
Yeah, that's never happened before.
Yeah, I don't think he put enough coffee in his whiskey this morning.
I didn't.
And then tomorrow you've got Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings. They're Fayetteville, Arkansas, I think, but pretty interesting music.
Eureka Springs, right?
She's been here before. What's it?
Is it Eureka Springs?
Maybe that's right. I'm not sure. I know it's somewhere in Arkansas. Cooper's. Anything going on at Cooper's?
Yeah, John Galbraith. Playing.
When is that? Oh, JG3. Yeah, and Tim Carey's playing too.
Yeah, he'll be down there tomorrow afternoon.
So that's tomorrow afternoon. Are you going to be down there as well, Jess?
Because maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought maybe playing with Tim.
I may go down there and hang out with Tim, but I think he's doing that one solo. I think he booked that just this week.
Okay. So that's going to be tomorrow about 4:30. You got Tim Carey at Cooper's. Al Jolly's playing this evening at Cooper's. He's great. You ever seen Al?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He comes... I'll be playing with him at Fall in the Art coming up in November.
Awesome. Yeah, he's been doing quite a few shows around Columbia, actually, lately.
Yeah, he does a lot of wineries, too.
Mm-hmm.
His,
Grab that mic, Dave, yeah.
His, well, he's a great musician, but his vocal styling is quite unique.
Mm.
Yeah. He has this super range where he can...
Four octaves.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
he's... That, I had noted, I mean, he can be way down low, and then the next second be like...
That's Roy Orbison territory.
It really is, yeah.
You know, he did a set at the Dive Bar about a month ago over there on the Business Loop.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone even knew about it. And I happened to show up there while he was setting up. And it was just me and him. He was sitting outside. And he, you know, did his little personal sound check. The equipment was his. He set up the whole thing himself. And I was stunned by the way that guy could sing. He's a great guitar player, too. He plays a lot like Paul Simon is who he reminds me of, actually.
And doesn't he have some type of interesting guitar? Do I remember that right?
Yeah. It's you can see through it, basically. All it has is like a frame.
That's
and,
it.
And then,
the
and
frame.
Then, and then the neck goes all the way through, and then everything else is air. It's just, it's basically just like
it's
a
cool
neck and a weird sort of...
And electronics. I joke with him about that. I always tell him, hey, Al, you can take all the tips, man, so you can buy the rest of that guitar.
well, he's great. And I invited him to come to the show that night when I met him, and he recently started a new job somewhere, and he works typically Friday mornings, but we're definitely going to get him down here on Open Mic Radio sometime because he's really, really good.
Another Columbia gem.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got about 6 or 7 minutes left. I want to have you guys play one more before we go out, but let's take a few minutes here and review once again what we've got going. We got the Roots and Blues Barbecue Festival going on this weekend. Great music all weekend, including Sunday afternoon, where my guests this morning in the studio, the Daves, will be performing on the... What stage is it? Great Southern Bank stage. Once again, 1:30. And that'll be the second act of the day. The Sunday lineup starts out at 12:15 with a man-woman combo. They're called the January Lanterns, and they're very good
Columbia,
as well.
Yeah,
so all day Sunday is going to be excellent there on the Great Southern Bank stage. And you've got the Bernie Sisters in between there, the K Brothers after you guys.
Yep. On the other stage.
On the other stage, yes, on the Missouri Lottery stage. But they're staggering them pretty well this year, it looks like. There's not a whole lot of crossover. That was a little bit of a troublesome thing for me last year, because you want to see this band and then you want to see that, but they're kind of crossing over sometimes. But anyway, there's a lot of music, and so it's a hell of a schedule. And you guys, once again, the Super Daves. We've got the four Daves that are in the studio with me this morning, and also a couple of guest Daves, including Paul Weber and Alan Loshbaugh. So that's
bringing in the ringers.
They're full out by now. They're not guests.
They paid their dues,
yeah.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, it's going to be a great show, and real thrilled that you guys got the chance to do it, Dave. That's awesome.
Yeah, me too. It's a great thing in that there is so much good music, but the festival owners, you know, and this is going to continue through the transition that has happened, but the festival owners make a real effort and put their money where their mouth is in terms of getting local acts on there.
They really do.
And compensating us accordingly. You know, it's not any, like, you know, kind of gesture or anything. It's like, you guys are legit, you're going to play this stage, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to compensate you accordingly.
That's fantastic.
And they're serious about it, so that's highly unusual.
Yeah, I love it though. I think it's great, and they really have done a great job of balancing local regional acts with some of the larger national acts, for sure.
It's a remarkable festival. One festival, you know, it's not a conglomeration of ownership or commercialized enterprise. It is a festival, homegrown, home-owned, and it happens once a year. It's not a exploitive endeavor by any stretch of the imagination. It is all about the music and the community.
The group that puts on the project, they're called Thumper Entertainment, I think it is.
Correct.
And Kelvin Wallace from the so-called Good Life had one or two.
Kelvin Wallace?
Kelvin Wallace. Anyway, Kevin talked to at least one of the operators of Thumper, and It was awesome.
I believe we have a call incoming.
Yeah, but I can't put them on the air, whoever that is. This phone shouldn't even be ringing, but that's KOP.
I've been wondering if this is really Justin sitting next to me or not.
Calling in from his chair.
It's probably Andy again. Anyway, yeah, real pleased that we've got such a great festival here in Columbia. In fact, you know, Diana, who comes on the air at 10 o'clock, she calls Columbia the city of festivals because we do have quite a few of them now to our name in this little...
The Experimental Music Festival next weekend.
That's a
pretty serious back-to-back situation.
You bet it is.
Roots and Blues, and then another fabulous, amazing festival of a completely different nature.
And you've got sort of a preview of that tonight, actually, at Berlin. I want to mention that, actually, is that... It's Me, Ross, Sissy Paycheck, which is another project of Lou Nevin's.
And Taylor,
right? Relevant Hairstyles and Lonesome Pines tonight at Berlin. And that's sort of a preview for some of the experimental stuff that's going to be happening next week.
And a serious lineup in its own right.
Yeah, and that's like the Dismal Niche guys, I think, that are bringing that to us.
Yeah, but lots of good stuff next weekend, for
very
sure.
Very cool stuff. So anyway, all right, well, let's say once again, catch the Daves on... the Great Southern Bank Stage, Roots and Blues Barbecue Festival, Sunday afternoon. Be there or be square, 1:30 to 2:30. Going to be a great show. The Dave's on the stage. Love it.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having us, Mike, and thanks, Columbia and Thumper and everybody, for coming out in advance.
No doubt. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and I'll be back with you in just a minute to say goodbye, but let's get one more from the Dave's on the way out here.
Let's do a quick Highway 61.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Woo! Fred McDowell.
All righty. How about it? That's the Daves. Once again, catch them on Sunday. Going to be great music all weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. The Daves, 1:30. Once again, Great Southern Bank Stage. Roots and Blues Barbecue Festival this weekend.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Hey, I love you guys. I can't wait to see you.
Love you too, brother.
All right, cool. And next week, the Barroom Billies will be with me here in the studio. And let's see, Lemon Settlement the week after that, Mary Ellen Kirk, and then my friend, what the hell is his name? I forget. You'll have to find out later.
All right.
All right.